you might have heard about this, but if you haven't, those on the left are trying to put through a ballot initiative that would change the Michigan Constitution and allow abortion up to the moment of birth, something that more than 80% of Americans find incredibly repugnant. I think the number is actually higher. But when you ask, the polling said that Americans supported Roe remaining in place. But when you dig deeper, you'll find that more than 80% of Americans reject third trimester abortions. Two-thirds reject second trimester abortions. So they may agree with some abortion being legal, but not the way they tried to sell it and spin it. And so if they put together this ballot initiative and write it in a certain way, does it pass or fail? My next guest wants to make sure that they fight it every step of the way. Kristen Polo, Executive Director of Protect Life Michigan. Kristen, good to have you here. I appreciate you checking in with us. So, obviously, a big decision on Friday, something that you and a lot of other people very pleased about. Others, not pleased at all, you may have noticed. but where are we? Where are we with the ballot initiative, which I think the fact of the matter is there are only a handful of countries in the world that allow elective abortion past about 24 weeks. In fact, I think there's only countries that allow elective abortion past 24 weeks. I don't want to be with those countries, even though one of them's Canada. So tell me where we are in this conversation.
Yeah, well, Friday was great news for the pro-life cause as the decision is now returned to the states. And here in Michigan, we have a long and hard battle before us as Planned Parenthood and the ACLU are pushing forth this anything-goes abortion amendment. They are still in the field for at least a few more days. They are collecting signatures right now, and those will need to be turned into the state by July 11th. At that point, our coalition that's fighting this proposed amendment, Citizens to Support Michigan Women and Children, will likely work to validate those signatures and make sure there's not any discrepancies. And then from there, we'll see if they get on the ballot. But the reality is that this proposed amendment is incredibly radical. As you said, even the vast majority of people who consider themselves pro-choice don't support it because it legalizes late-term abortion, potentially infanticide, legalizes partial birth abortion, taxpayer-funded abortion. It even repeals parental consent and health and safety standards at abortion clinics that would protect women from botched abortions. So I've been telling people, even if you're pro-choice, this is a bridge too far.
Way too far. That's exactly right. The Detroit News quotes you as saying, we'll be launching a massive campaign to stop this in its tracks. We fully intend to defeat it on the ballot if it gets there. So you mean, obviously, you're not shy about what your intentions are, which is to sink this, whatever it takes.
That's right. This will be the largest campaign that an organization or a coalition like ours has run in Michigan's history because this is the greatest threat our state has ever faced. But we have a very, very strong pro-life law from 1931 that we want to see go back into effect. And we hope that voters, if this does make the ballot, reject it. We'll be working very hard to educate every Michigander and encouraging them to do so.
Do you think that there comes a time, Kristen, where there has to be some compromise on both sides? And I say that because when you go to a point of no abortions under any circumstance, that doesn't fit with the majority of those asked here in Michigan, too. Around 12 weeks is where most people arrive as being a place where nobody is happy, but they can find a compromise. 12 to 15, like the Mississippi law was at 15 weeks. Florida is now at 15 weeks. But states like Oklahoma are at zero. Nothing. I don't know has long-term, you know, I don't know if that works long-term. Maybe I'm wrong. You tell me.
I think you're right that there are certainly some Americans that support some abortion. I don't believe that we should compromise when it comes to human rights and whether or not it should be legal to kill some human beings. What we need to do instead is continue to work to educate people on what abortion is, what it does, so that we can make it unthinkable unlawful and unnecessary. So no woman feels like this is something that she has to do. The reality is that human rights, abortion is a human rights violation. And not everyone believes that right now, but we're going to fight for a future in which that is exactly how they see abortion.
Let me ask you about this. Chris DiPolo here, Executive Director of Protect Life Michigan. Let me ask you this. What about over-the-counter birth control pills readily available to whoever wants to buy them over-the-counter? What about over-the-counter Plan B, which is not an abortion pill, to be clear. It prevents the pregnancy from ever occurring. Would you support such ideas as those?
Well, here in Michigan, even with our 1931 law that protects human life, both of those things that you mentioned would still be legal. And I know that's the case in many other states as well. So I know that many abortion advocates are going to that and saying they're going to take your birth control away next and Plan B. It's simply not the case.
But you haven't answered my question. My question is, would you support over-the-counter birth control pills and over-the-counter Plan B, which would prevent a pregnancy from ever occurring?
My organization doesn't take a position on issues that aren't abortion. I can tell you what I think personally, which is that I personally would not use those because I'd prefer to err on the side of caution and not use a drug that might take human life. But that's not the position of my organization. That's my personal position.
Right, but Plan B prevents pregnancy from occurring. That's the point of Plan B. And over-the-counter birth control obviously doesn't take life. It's supposed to prevent it from happening. That was my point. I understand your organization. I think there has to be some compromise, at least on that point, for this to be an issue that can be maybe put to rest to some extent. It'll never be put to rest altogether. Some will demand being able to abort children until the fifth grade, and some will be demanding that abortion never occur ever. I don't think that's a tenable position. I'll give you the last word.
Well, as I said, we're going to continue fighting for a day in which every individual in this country sees abortion as a human rights violation. We should do everything we can to love and support women and help them as they face unplanned pregnancies. There is only one thing that a civilized society should not do in that situation, and that is use violence, which is what abortion is.
Kristen, I appreciate you being here and sharing your views with the audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. That's where the argument comes down. You tell me where it comes and goes from there. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Is there a point where we end up with a compromise of some sort where nobody's happy? You can go to stevegruber.com, drop me a line, tell me what your thoughts are. I'll accept your point of view. I will. Doesn't mean I agree with you, but I will respect your point of view. All right, then. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about the economy, which we haven't done at all yet today. Weird, but true. That's coming up after the break on The Steve Gruber Show. Headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcome to be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.